Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in must-know news. Several humanitarian aid organizations have halted operations in Gaza following Israeli airstrikes that took the lives of 7 World Kitchen workers. The airstrike has raised concerns over the safety of aid workers who continue to work in the region. Meanwhile, tensions rise in Iran as the nation vows retaliation after blaming Israel for the destruction of the Iranian embassy in Syria. President Joe Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping in a nearly two-hour-long phone call to address tensions over the South China Sea and Taiwan, working to stabilize relations between the two powers. Both leaders maintain emphasis on the importance of stability and adherence to international law. This call acts as a sign for commitment of regular dialogue to prevent escalation between the U.S. and China. And Senegal inaugurated Africa's youngest leader, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, as president on Tuesday. Faye's election drastically changed Senegal's political landscape, with young voters craving new and refreshing leadership. Faye, who was released from prison less than 2 weeks prior to the election, pledges systematic change and prosperity for the country. In other notable news, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake off Taiwan's coast triggered tsunami warnings and widespread tremors throughout the region, leading to structural damages and emergency responses across the island. This is the strongest earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Tesla is under the spotlight after suffering a stunning drop in quarterly sales, their first since 2020. Against the backdrop of rising sales from its competitors, the unexpected decline signals potential challenges ahead. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced a new federal rule requiring two-person crews for all railroad operations, aimed at boosting safety and public confidence following recent derailments. And Iowa secured its spot in the women's Final Four with a victory over defending champs LSU in what was the most-watched women's basketball game of all time. The Hawkeyes will now be facing UConn and standout player Paige Beckers for a chance to go to the championship. A word from our sponsor. Airfare too expensive? Can't wait till summer break? Just Bagels brings the authentic New York experience right to your door. No plane ticket necessary. Use code NEWS at JustBagels.com for 10% off your order and indulge in true New York bagel-y goodness. Have a fantastic day, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.